Welcome to Appraiser Secrets for Real Estate Investors. My name is Mark Jackson. You can call me MJ. And this is another episode of Make Your Profit When You Buy, the best valuation internet site anywhere that you can find. Because literally, whether you're doing REOs, short sales, tax liens, subject to property, doesn't make a difference. But when you know the value on those deals you're doing, you're going to increase the ability for you to make a great profit on your deal. So listen, coming to you from Shark River Golf Course in Neptune, New Jersey. It has been quite a treat to be here with Dennis Smith, a phenomenal coaching student, doing great stuff with short sales, as a matter of fact.
Sales, yeah.
And we've been working together for almost a year now, and it's been an absolute treat discovering that he's actually from Monmouth County, which is my hometown, Monmouth County as well. And we've had just a phenomenal day playing a great round of golf. We've got more stuff to do. We're going to run into the city, go get a hot dog, maybe a Reuben sandwich up in New York, just enjoy the rest of the day. But without a doubt, the golf has been phenomenal. Dennis, speaking of the golf, and that is my passion for everybody that doesn't know. I absolutely love the game. But now playing in Georgia, there's different types of grasses. And just a basic thing, we have Bermuda grass, which is a vine grass. It grows all underneath the ground, and it makes the ground very firm. It's drier conditions. It's kind of gnarly, but here the ground is a little bit more spongy, and there's fescue grass, which is just a sea grass that just kind of grows tall, thick blades. And it is very different.
Very tough.
Playing in fescue grass as compared to the Bermuda I'm used to playing to. And, I mean, and it was evident by my game today.
Well, we played a lot, didn't we?
I'd say we probably took about 20 strokes more than the average.
It's okay. We got our money's worth, that's for sure.
Yes, we played the whole course.
Yes.
There you go. Thank you very much. So when you're playing golf, just like doing your real estate, you want to know there's different conditions that take place. In this case, for me, it was the Bermuda grass versus the fescue grass here. Now, there's a difference in terms of real estate in my market area as well. When I'm mostly in Georgia, I'm looking for REO properties or short sales, and I can get a deal for $30,000, $45,000, do a rehab on it, and I may be able to market it for $125,000, $130,000, $140,000 as a regular small end rehab. Now, the average rehab here is different. What are the numbers you're talking about when you actually get a short sale on REO, just in terms of acquisition price, and then maybe your aftermarket price? What would it be?
If we're buying at 150,
Yeah. So that's four to five times what I would buy for.
And then if we're selling to a first-time home buyer, we're talking 225's after repair value.
Okay.
Selling price.
Okay.
So we're going to end up netting out, you know, after the rehab, put $10,000 into it.
But see, it's just very different circumstances in terms of the numbers we're talking about what you're going to get a property for. Now, that's mainly because on the East Coast, it's a higher cost of living, just, you know, whether it's food, shopping, and of course, housing, taxes are going to be different up here in terms as compared to the Southeast.
Nice high taxes, yeah.
Nice high taxes, okay. Well, I know I can remember growing up here 30 years ago, my dad would say, man, about these taxes are killing me. I pay about $125 a month in taxes. He's paying almost $3,000, just less than $3,000 in taxes a year 30 years ago. I don't pay that much now, and I have twice as much house and three times as much land down in the Southeast. So it's very, very different. On an average home here, what are you talking about in terms of taxes? On that price, that's $150,000.
No,
it was $150,000 acquisition.
Yeah.
$225,000, $250,000 retail. So what were the taxes on that?
You're talking between $7,000 and $8,000.
$7,000 and $8,000.
Depending on what town. I mean, so some towns that same house might be $12,000.
And see, that's, you know, these are the things that you absolutely have to know when you're talking about getting in, doing your deal. Take consideration, you know, what are you going to do in terms of prorated taxes when you acquire, prorated taxes when you sell on the HUD. All that's going to really impact your negotiation on the deal that you're doing. So I just say, you know, from an appraisal's perspective, from a valuation perspective, don't leave any stones unturned. Exactly learn, understand what's going on in your market area so you can take the maximum advantage for it. Now, what's something else that, and by comparison, if I think of something I'm doing in the Southeast, one of the things I really, really have to pay attention to is termites. I've got a real challenge with subterranean termites. You always have to have a termite letter for every closing, maybe a termite inspection. Sometimes you have to make sure you get an inspector out and test the wood or something like that. You want to be certain of it. Is that something that is as much a concern here, about the same, less? It's, just in terms of just knowing the characteristic of the market area.
It's less, but at the same time, you still need your termite inspection, you know, to sell and everything.
Okay.
And get a termite clearance letter.
You do?
Yeah.
Now, is it required, or is it just kind of suggested?
It's required.
It is required.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So those things are the same. You may not have as much worry about it, but you still need to get it done.
That's right.
Okay. So, like in golf, there's different circumstances that come up. Different, you know, you have, I guess in golf, think about it, I'll give you one more thing, I love the game. All you really need is one swing. If you can get one swing that you swing in your club, and then you've got 14 different clubs that go different distances and do different stuff. So if you can just get the one club consistent, one swing consistent, the clubs will take everything else. Same thing with real estate. If you get down taking action, okay, doing your valuation, analyzing the deal for all the circumstances that impact you, it doesn't make a difference if you're in the Southeast or up in the Northeast. Okay, the deal is still going to flow. The numbers may be different, but you'll have different circumstances. But as long as you do the same things every single time, get your swing, get your deal valuation analysis down pat, you're going to have a lot of fun, be real successful. Dennis, I can't thank you enough for just a great day.
It's great.
A wonderful round of golf. I'm hungry. I'm going to go get something to eat.
You're going to Manhattan.
I'm going to Manhattan. There we go. Thanks again, man.
Okay.
I really appreciate
Enjoy.
It, without a doubt. Other than that, everybody, take good care. MJ, sign off. We'll see you on the other side.